This is Phil Davidson, and it is a pleasure to welcome to this podcast Rockford Symphony Orchestra board member, Dr. Arnold Rosen. And to say that these last nearly 2 years have been interesting and challenging, I would say is rather a understatement. The RSO, though, has done a fantastic job of keeping the symphony alive and with smaller concerts, and then most recently, of course, back to the full in-person concerts with the last night of the proms and the Nutcracker and of course, Holiday Pops, all directed by Stephen Larson. And, of course, this is all balanced against the search for a new music director. So patrons have been asking, so let's clear this up quickly. Do we have a new music director in place yet?
The short answer, of course, is no.
Okay.
And I would say that interesting, the word you used, is probably my favorite noncommittal word. Yes, it's fair to say it's been interesting. Unfortunately, it's been very interesting.
Certainly has. Well, there's obviously a detailed process and a timeline for the search for this new music director. So when did this process begin? And how did you get the word out to the music community that RSO was looking for a new music director?
I think it was early 2019 that it was clear that we were going to be in the market. For better and for worse, I was asked to head the committee to search for the new music director. I almost said replacement for Steve Larson, but there is no replacing Steve Larson. But yes, we'll move on to the next music director. I'm a musician wannabe of sorts. I did not pretend to have any expertise in searching for professionals. But as Dirty Harry said, a man's got to know his limitations, and I was aware of mine. So I sent myself to a meeting of the League of American Orchestras in June. They met in Nashville. And I went there because they had a specific course early one day on the process of searching for a music director. And attending that was tremendously valuable for me. I made some important acquaintances and learned some of the process and felt a little more competent in pursuing all of that. So it began in 2019. The word gets out pretty easily in this electronic world. Any conductor, music director who's looking for work, anybody who we would want is going to have mentioned that, listed their name with the League of American Orchestras. And there's also a Conductor's Guild. Mm-hmm. So you can go to those two sites, basically, to post a job. And anybody who's seriously interested is going to be looking at those sites. You don't have to make lots of phone calls or write lots of letters. If you let those organizations know, if you post the job there, you're going to hear from the people you want to hear from.
Well, what were the initial steps for the applicants? I mean, did they complete an application? Were there samples of their work? I mean, what were they required to submit?
If they're interested, they send us a letter and a CV, a resume, that we can then read. We got 209 applications. Also good news and bad news. It's nice to have people interested in us. It's bad to have that much work to do. There are 12 of us on the search committee, including myself. And we read those. I think everybody on the committee read every one. I know I read every one. And then we would rank them in a fairly simple manner. You know, A, B, or C, or 1, 2, 3. You'd have a group of people where, yeah, I love them. Sure, let's go to the next step. We'd have the opposite end say, whoop, thanks, not interested, or a group in the middle to sort of get a pecking order on how to proceed. Then there was sort of a natural cutoff somewhere around candidate number 50, let's say, where there were 50 people that we wanted to go to the next level. And the next level is saying, congratulations, you made the first cut. Now would you please send to us some links of your work? It's much easier than it would have been when the committee was searching for Steve Larson. In those days, videotapes, cassettes, there'd probably be a box of materials that would arrive. Now they can simply send an electronic statement, say, here's four links. You can click on them and see me in action. And then we could review those and go through the same process of saying, okay, after viewing all that, we're still very interested in numbers 1 through X, and there's a few that we don't care to see again, and then a group in the middle. Keep kind of narrowing it down.
Okay, so you say you got to 50, but then what was next? How many did you go down to then?
After reviewing that stuff, we came up with 9 people
okay.
that we had serious interest in. And it's those 9 who will be coming to Rockford eventually. And that's after doing Zoom interviews. I must say that even though COVID has been a pain in so many ways, it made us all pretty comfortable with the Zoom process, cutting down on travel and expense, quite obviously. That's how that worked out.
What criteria did you look at with each one?
There are a few things. There are a few things, and none of these will come as any surprise, I think. One is aimed at programming. What sorts of things did they do? How engaged were they with the orchestra? How engaged were they with the audience? That is, we're not just looking for the technically most outstanding conductor. We're looking for a music director, and certainly in Rockford, that means being able to connect with the audience, not just musically, but with speaking. Mm-hmm. So in addition to getting samples of their conducting, we also wanted samples of their speaking. Could be in a small group, could be addressing the audience at a concert, but we had to be impressed that they cared about connecting with the audience and were skilled at that.
Yeah, absolutely. With Steve, that was a definite asset.
No question, and that'll be a tough act to follow. But I think most of the candidates, or all of the finalists, seem to appreciate the importance of that.
Right. How did you come up – how did you decide that 9 was the number that you wanted?
Yeah, you'd think we all must have missed a meeting to come up with a number that high. It does seem excessive, I'll grant you. And I'm not sure it's the best business choice by any means. But these times are so wacky. The seasons are so strange. We're rewriting the book, in a sense, on how to program and how to schedule. And we had these 9 candidates, any one of whom we suspect would be fine. And we wanted to have them all. And we couldn't talk ourselves out of scheduling that many concerts over the course of a year. We thought, in fact, that this would make for a remarkable, exciting, entertaining season. And one more point I want to make about the programming. You know, typically we have X number of classics concerts, say 6, and maybe 3 pops concerts during the course of the year. We didn't want to give candidate A a classics concert and candidate B a pops concert. That's just not a fair comparison. So our charge to these 9 troops was, we didn't like the word hybrid, but it's sort of a hybrid program. We wanted some classic stuff and some pops type music all mixed in with one concert. In addition, we wanted a guest soloist involved with every concert. Because one of the things we have to keep score on is how well does this conductor accompany a soloist?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We asked all of the candidates to provide us with two sample programs. We gave them information on how many players we have, what our budget is, that there's a chorus available, asked if there would be any special lighting or sound effects required. We gave them a lot of data, raw information to say, here are the parts you can use. This is what you can work with as you craft these programs. And I'll admit that some of them were a little short on the pop side, and we actually said to many of them, we like what you've done, but remember, we really need more of a pops component. Would you please revisit this? And they did. And we ended up getting really wonderful programs, and anybody who's smart enough to attend next year is going to experience that. Each one of these programs I'm really looking forward to, aside from the selection process and the work aspect of it, for strictly musical entertainment, I think each one of these nine is going to be great.
So the next step for these finalists then are these performances.
That's correct. During the course of 2022, from January to November, there will be a total of 9 concerts, one featuring each one of these guests. Correct. Okay.
So, I also believe that if folks want to see a sample of what these folks are like, they can go to rockfordsymphony.com, and I believe there's some videos on there.
If you go to rockfordsymphony.com and you click on Concerts and Events and then select Music Director Finalists, learn more, you can read biographies of them and see a little video presentation that they make.
Which I did. I went on and I watched all 9 of them, and I was totally impressed with every one of them. And to come up with a decision, which one, it's got to be a difficult job because they all impressed me.
Well, maybe there's another podcast in our future on what it was like to go through this process.
I think there definitely is. So once you've gone through these 9 concerts and you finally selected the person, when will he or she start?
To be determined.
Okay.
You have to remember that although we might fantasize that they're just all sitting at home waiting for the call from the RSO and they've cleared their schedules just waiting for the gig, they have lives, they have work, they have commitments.
Right.
The person that we choose will likely have commitments in, say, January of 2023 and won't be ready to just, hop on the plane and come start. So we'll have to see. We haven't really sorted out the details yet of filling in and having programs after the selection has been made, what to do until that person can get here. So more to follow on that one.
Do you have any idea at this point, when this new music director starts, what will be their immediate task or tasks?
I think the immediate task is to present that first great concert. There's only one chance to make a good first impression,
exactly, and right. That
will be the goal. I think that the job description will be something different in some respects from what Steve Larson has done. We've had this luxury of having a very skilled music director live in Rockford, and it's natural to want this next person to do that. But it's not a realistic expectation. It's a realistic hope, I suspect. It could happen, but it's not something that we can count on. It was made clear to me early in the process that if one of our requirements for the job was that the conductor, the new music director, reside in Rockford, we're going to cut off a substantial part of the talent pool. It's a different time. And Steve Larson, and I mean this only in the kindest way, is an anomaly to have had this tenure, 30 years, and to live here. That's not to be expected from others. Many of these conductors, and this was an eye-opener for me, have multiple jobs in multiple time zones, I remember one candidate had a job in Maine, the state of Washington, and a third one somewhere in the middle of the United States.
My goodness.
And it's common. It's exceptional for people in this category to have one job and to live in that one place. Now, when they're here, we hope it'll seem like they live here. They won't just show up, wave their arms around in front of the orchestra, and hit the road. They'll have duties here with meeting with the public, fundraising, that sort of thing. That brings me back to one of the criteria for choosing the candidates. Are they comfortable? Are they willing dealing with the willing to deal with the board, to be involved with fundraising? Are they enthusiastic about meeting with the community, or does it appear to be just a hassle, part of the price they have to pay to conduct? Those things all come into play. So when they're here in town, they'll be committed to the RSO.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. So one of the, and you've already addressed this, but I'm going to go back to it because it's so important apparently to the patrons, is Steve had the unique ability to be able to talk to the audience during concerts, either in a comedic way or just informative way. So I'm assuming that maybe that is one of the things that would be stressed with a new music director, that ability?
Yeah, I believe it will be. I don't think lots of points will be given for the stuffed shirt aspect of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a bigger city, maybe in a different situation, maybe where there's a staff of conductors, it would be different. But in Rockford, our music director, our conductor, is going to have to be comfortable with and good at talking with the audience. And I think all of our nine candidates have shown us that that's the case. The proof will be in the pudding, of course, but so far we're under the impression that they're going to be good at that. But we'll see.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear.
But it's important. It matters, yes. And we've warned the players, the musicians, who will have a huge role, of course, in choosing this person. I think they understand that the person that gets the job won't necessarily be the single best conductor, but they will be the person that we think will be the best music director, considering all of these aspects.
Well, getting back to the concert series with the candidates, it's my understanding that RSO will be seeking audience feedback after each performance. So how will that be accomplished?
I don't know every last detail of this. My understanding is that in the program, there will be perhaps a piece of paper that can be submitted to us. There will be an email address where if they have comments, they are encouraged to send them to us. So either the old-fashioned way with paper or electronically with an email, they'll be able to weigh in on what their thoughts are. We might ask a simple question or two. What is your level of enthusiasm for this person being the new music director? But there's plenty of room for comments, and we will be genuinely interested in all of those.
And I'm sure you will get plenty of them.
I hope we do.
Yeah. I believe there's even a campaign phrase or slogan for this: be part of the choice.
We want it. Yep. We don't want to be sitting in a room making a decision that's unpopular with the patrons. They've got to be part of the process. Yes.
We also just learned that people can really interact with the finalists because Soundbites is apparently coming back at Montetisi. And if you can you refresh everyone's memory about what Soundbites is all about?
Soundbites is a meeting that occurs around lunchtime. There have been different locations. This one will be at this country club. And in the past, it's typically been Steve Larson himself who has interviewed members of the orchestra or commonly the guest soloists that are visiting. Now, obviously, we don't have a music director who's going to be interviewing the candidates to become the music director. We plan to have some of the musicians in the orchestra conduct the interviews because one of the goals, in addition to having the public meet the music director is to have a little more engagement between the public and our players. So I think it'll really be entertaining and fun to have the players interview the music directors. It's very informal. There's, of course, prepared questions, but questions are encouraged from the audience. So if you want to get up close and personal with these folks, yes, indeed, you can.
Well, I can think of somebody in the trumpet section that would be particularly good at that.
Yeah, we may have to be very judicious. I don't want to mention Mark Baldwin's name.
Which you just did, but that's okay.
Yeah, I suspect he'll be involved in this. Yeah. He's a member of our committee, by the way.
Is he?
There's a 12-member committee, and five of those people are veteran players with the orchestra. Right.
Terrific. Well, I think we've covered things pretty well here, and I thank you so much for being with us and shedding more light on the process, because it's rather complicated, it sounds like.
It is a little complicated. One of the beauties of being retired, though, is that in the year 2022, I can really devote myself to this, and I can't wait. I'm so glad that we're about to get underway. And the first concert is January 15th.
Terrific. That'll be great. And remember, those of you who are listening and your friends, you can be part of the choice by attending the Music Director Finalist Season in 2022. And speaking of that, you may purchase a plan for all 9 of the concerts, or you can choose a flex plan for fewer concerts. So for more information on that, and certainly for tickets, go to rockfordsymphony.com or call 815-965-0049. This is Phil Davidson. Thank you for listening.